This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Megan McGovern. Megan, how are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Good. Megan, how are you involved with digital asset management?
At the museum where I work, I am the system administrator for a digital asset management system. So I set up templates and make all the configurations. And I was also involved in the purchasing, just not as a final decision maker, but, you know, someone whose input was regarded. I'm also the vendor liaison with our digital asset management system. Past to that, I am responsible for assisting making policies regarding digital asset management practices, what images are added to our system, what images might be weeded out, retention schedules, things of that nature. I train all the users on using our system. And then outside of my day-to-day work, I am the co-chair of the Special Interest Group for Digital Asset Management at MCN, which is the Museum Computer Network. And I've also spoken on panels in the MCN conference, as well as the AAM, which is the American Association of Museums conference.
How does the world's largest glass museum use digital asset management?
We use digital asset management all the time. It's a very image and video-centric world now, and we really felt a need earlier in the 2000s to have a centralized location for our digital images. Silos are inefficient, so we use digital asset management as kind of our image library, where a central location, people, if they have a project, a lecture, a publication, an exhibition, or just for reference, they can go to our system, you know, search and bring up the images they need for their particular use. We also have a direct feed between our digital asset management system and our website. So pictures that we store in our system based on certain criteria, if they meet certain metadata values, they get pushed out to the website and displayed to the whole world. So it's really a backbone of our website, along with our information and our various content management systems, other databases. And so it's really an important part of what we do. And we're kind of unique among museums in that our asset management system doesn't just have pictures of glass objects as a glass museum, but we also have an extensive library. So different libraries, materials, design drawings, batch notebooks for recipes for making glass, things like that. And then we also use our digital asset management system for programs and events photography, VIP visits, a millionth visitor, portraits of staff or other people who come to lecture here. So we use it quite extensively.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Probably the biggest thing I've learned working with digital asset management is the field is really as much about people management and change management as it is about asset management. Working with people to set up preferences for the system and customizations, working change management if you're actually installing a new digital asset management system or one hasn't existed before, getting input, having people trained and feeling comfortable and feeling like they have a voice in how the system is run and so that they'll actually use it and the project will be a success. I think that's almost as important as knowing about metadata and download and technical specifications for images. I also found that my library and information science background was very helpful. Knowing about the history of cataloging and the whys and wherefores, how libraries set up information management in the era before computers, it helps to see how information might be structured, even for things that might generally be considered unstructured information, like candid photos of children making glass, things of that nature. That being said, I've also found that some IT knowledge is very useful, especially just a small background, even a basic knowledge of SQL is sometimes very useful in understanding how the back end of a digital asset management system, the database works and operates. And past that, I would just say flexibility is key. The digital asset management system market, it seems to be always in flux, and technology, as we all know, is ever progressing and evolving. So being able to be flexible and change as times change and the environment changes seems to be the key to success, at least in my experience.
Great advice. Thanks, Megan.
You're very welcome.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.